we are in the lower Ninth Ward, on the other side of the Industrial Canal. It's called the lower Ninth Ward, the eastern side of the Industrial Canal. The western side of the Industrial Canal is called the upper Ninth Ward or Bywater. It depends on who's saying what. From 65 back, if you were standing here, you wouldn't see any water. The water was covered with lilies, water hyacinth lilies, big leaf lilies. You would see purple, white lilies all over the place. We actually had to make trails through it to get the boats through it, you know. You wouldn't see all this open water, and it would be beautiful. It looked like a, like you're riding along Texas Highway when you see all the wildflowers. That's the way this looked, but it was water under there. We have blackberries, we got pepper grass, we got wild onions, we got pork salad, things that people have completely forgot about, things that you have to go way down in Lafitte and other places and Terrebonne and all these other lower parishes and see this again. We had all this here, and it was in the middle of the city. You know, it was a bus ride from Canal Street, a bus ride from the French Quarter. When we restore this, we're going to know already what to do with the rest. If this 400 and some acres of waterway is right here, we don't have to guess what we have to do to the rest of the wetlands that's going through St. Bernard Parish or the ones that's down in Bayou Sauvage and all the other places. When we figure it out here, the rest of it is going to be done. We as human beings manipulate things so much, and when it becomes a problem, we try to blame it on everything but ourselves. And we the cause of all these things that are going wrong. We are not stupid. We can invent. We got cell phones in our pocket. We got televisions in our pocket. We got computers. We got all these things. And we cannot seem to manage what's more important to us. We have to survive. None of these things do us no good. If we're wading around in 19 and 20 foot of water trying to get out and get to dry land, none of these things do us any good. I want to see, before I get too old, unless I die the day tomorrow, I want to see this starting to grow again. You know, like exhale, say, well, I know if I die, the youngsters got my slack. They putting it together. It'll be there. I need to feel that it's going to happen. You know, I need to see the foundation being built. Truthfully, I had accepted it the way it is. You know, it's sort of when the people come along and they say, well, we're going to try to restore this. But now it's sort of like a lollipop and a kid. You let him take the sweetness of this lollipop, then you pull it back and you put it in the refrigerator. You know, you put it on the side, let it cool. This, you know, so now I'm confused. I had put up with it being destroyed. I'd accepted it being destroyed and never turned my back on it. Now people are talking about restoring this, and you do whatever you can to help a good friend.